For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. An aircraft has crashed in flames near the airport in Savannah, Georgia.
It looked like a war zone, to be honest, which is just scattered debris everywhere.
All 9 people on board are presumed dead in the crash of a C-130 military cargo plane that was used by the Puerto Rico Air National Guard. The aging transport plane was headed to Tucson, Arizona to be retired when it crashed in Georgia.
One witness told me that he believed the pilot was a hero, that the pilot tried very hard to guide and glide the plane away from traffic into a part of the highway where there were no cars, and believed that the pilot saved lives.
Another witness said they heard the engine sputtering before it crashed. Miraculously, no one on the ground was hurt. The military is investigating the cause of the crash. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, Wyatt Cox, Classic Radio Theater. I used to watch people check into motels with pillows. I used to say, why? They've got pillows there. Aren't they good enough? Now I know they weren't good enough, because I have my pillow, and I take mine with me everywhere I go, anytime I'm spending a night. Why? It stays cool all night. You don't have to wake up in the middle of the night, flip the cool side of the pillow. Keeps its shape all night long. 60-day money-back guarantee. You don't like it, send it back. A 10-year warranty. Have you got a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Nope. And you can put a MyPillow in the washer, dryer. It's like new again. Try doing that with your dollar store pillow. You end up with a washer or dryer full of feathers. And it's made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the 4-pack special. Enter promo code USA. You get 2 MyPillow premium pillows. 2 go-anywhere pillows for half price. MyPillow.com. Use promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Another lawyer is now leaving President Trump's legal team. It was nearly 4 months ago that White House lawyer Ty Cobb told CBS that the president would be very eager to speak with special counsel Robert Mueller if it's done in a dutiful way.
And it wouldn't be a mere perjury trap.
Cobb is now saying he'll retire from his post at the end of the month. His replacement is attorney Emmett Flood, who represented Bill Clinton during his Senate impeachment trial, and also George W. Bush on matters of executive privilege. The Trump administration continues its crackdown on illegal immigration, creating nearly 36 new assistant U.S. attorney jobs to help speed up the prosecution of illegal border crossings. Attorney General Jeff Sessions.
We're sending a message. Don't come illegally. Make your claim to enter America in the lawful way and wait your turn.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
There's been more students walking out of the classroom, but the latest walkouts were not to show support for gun control, but to show support for gun rights. With more, here's USA's Chris Barnes.
Students at hundreds of high schools across the nation took part in the Wednesday walkouts organized by a New Mexico student to show support for the Second Amendment. Founder of Stand for the Second, Will Riley, says mainstream media would have America believe that all high school students are for more gun control.
It's just simply not true.
Riley going on to say in a recent interview with Good Guys with Guns,
really, we are a silent majority, and that silent majority has to speak now, otherwise legislation is going to be enacted that violates our Second Amendment rights.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A 17-year-old from North Texas has been arrested and charged with planning an Islamic State-inspired mass shooting at a Dallas mall. John Clemens reports.
Maitin Azizi Yiran faces life in prison for planning the attack with a person he thought was a member of ISIS, but was actually working with the FBI. The teen, who was taken into custody at his high school, is being held on $3 million bail and wanted to kill as many people as possible in order to send a message to America. He wanted to carry out the attack after mid-May during Ramadan to avoid killing any Muslims, but wanted to shoot the kuffar, which is Arabic for disbeliever. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.